Ahoy!
Welcome to
On the Boatcast.
Snacks, trucks, and rock and roll.
Let's go. Are we rolling, Mr. Camera Assistant?
AKA Mike the Woods.
Mike Woods. Woodsy Woods.
You guys have like a full tech crew. This is amazing. How many cabins did they give you guys for this?
So he's not even getting paid,
but
right?
He's coming because he's a fan.
He's a fan girl.
You just admitted on camera to have unpaid labor. I don't think they do. Well, I guess we're in international waters, so.
He just enjoys being in our presence, so that's pay enough.
Do you want to step in front of the camera for a moment? Just for people to see your stupid face?
We want to see your beautiful face, Mike Woods.
This is Woods.
Captain Woods.
Roommate.
Oh no, he almost fell over.
Sometimes I feel like he's my kid.
So Woods has gotten enough attention. We are here. Connie's still all about Woods. We are here with our very close and very amazing friend, Brett Palkovich from the band The Attack. And he is a merch slinger, merch mastermind, merch everything. If you want to have your merch done, you should definitely hit Enemy Ink up. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Right. Thank you for making your time.
Sorry I was late.
Yeah.
It's a busy ship. There's a lot going on.
The clocks are ticking differently on this ship.
You know, if I were to blame the clock every time.
You can.
I'm just blaming Gorilla Biscuits. Like, that put me in a whole nother time zone. Mm-hmm. So
everyone who saw their set is extremely happy and party in party mode right now. It must have been awesome.
It was insane. And it was a more insane thing for me than probably most. Gorilla Biscuits was, no bullshit, the very first band that I saw, very first punk band I ever saw on stage anywhere. So
really?
That's quite a
didn't you tell me about it?
I think I told you about that
on our trip from Orlando to Miami.
So Charlie, can Charlie join us?
Yes. I just wanted to ask if you want to join. Charlie, come on. Next take a seat. Or I'll scoot up here and you can. Really?
Wherever you want.
I'll sit. I'm good.
Please speak into the side with the little logo.
Let me just check if the camera is still good because I don't trust Woods.
Woods is.
Whoa, first you say that you don't pay him and then you say you don't trust him. This is getting worse for the guy by the minute.
Because he's not been trusted.
Oh.
Fair. That's fair.
That's how we do it.
So everybody, so we're actually hiring a new camera person. There's no pay and very little trust, but I think one's going to be needed shortly.
But
no,
if you don't need either, you're hired.
And no trust.
I hope you don't treat the people who work for Enemy Inc. like we do treat
them. Oh my God. No, we wouldn't get away with it because they're a tough group.
You don't, because Vicky's been working for you too. And everyone in your crew and in the merch booth here in the ship is absolutely lovely.
Awesome. Gotta thank you.
That. That's great to hear.
Amazing. We try.
Thank you for coming here.
Of course. Yeah.
Dropping by. Yeah. This is Charlie. He's also in The Attack and also partner from Enemy Inc.
Yep.
Also mastermind.
Mastermind. Oh, I'm a mastermind.
And there's Katie.
Hey, Katie.
Oh, you want to say hi to everyone real quick? That's Katie.
That's
no, she's
not
also
true.
We trust her and we pay her.
She's been trusted and paid.
So yeah, for everyone who doesn't know, Enemy Inc. is the company that runs the merch booth or merch room on the ship. You work with all the bands, make sure their stuff is counted, you sell it for them, print it for them.
It's a unique beast. You know, years ago, Flogging Molly, like maybe three or four cruises into this annual event, they'd asked us, you know, the merch that you design is great. The merch that you print is fantastic. But the onboard experience isn't really matching what the bands are expecting or what the guests are expecting. So we had never done anything like this. But myself, Charlie, and our fantastic operations manager, who we trust and pay.
Another one? That sounds a little bit illegal to trust and pay so many people.
Kind of came up with a plan, and again, we knew what we wanted, but we didn't know what we were doing, and it kind of turned out to be the right equation.
How many cruises did you do for them?
We had done zero cruises, but we printed, designed and printed merch for two or three, and then like I said, on the third or fourth, they said, all of the merch is great, but we need to fix the onboard experience. So that's when they asked us to come up with a plan, and we did, and then ironically, maybe suspiciously, that it turned out that a lot of other promoters, entertainment cruise promoters, were having the same trouble with their merch program. So before we ever sailed on the first flogging cruise, other promoters said, hey, you know, we heard that you guys are up to fixing this problem. And so we've been able to do a ton of different cruises, Star Trek cruise, 80s Amazing. Cruise, Damian Marley cruise.
You filled the niche.
Yeah, and I think that we have made things better. I mean, guests pay an awful lot of money to be on the ship, and their experience for what they see on stage should match their experience with the merch. It shouldn't be a hassle. It should be properly displayed. And a cruise like this, where it's, you know, we're out for 5 days, just having a stand where you walk up to and say, I'll have one of them, in my opinion, doesn't cut it. So we have a proper shop. You can spend time. You can flip through records. You can.
It's a bit unorthodox as to what the fan experiences from festivals and shows. But because of the time frame that you're here, Brad's exactly right. Like being able to have that extra time to, oh, I just walked through the store and then I didn't even realize that someone else, and they find something else that they missed. So they come back and they circle again. Because there are a lot of hidden gems, and not hidden, but they're, you know, smaller things, and the people are, you know, maybe a little bit overwhelmed when they walk into the store because it's different for them as well from a fan experience, not just, you know, walking up and say, hey, I want number 3 in XL. So to be able to get in there and take their time and really touch and feel and try on and do everything they want as if they were in a store changes the game. It's a better experience for everyone.
Also from the other side, the band side that we experience.
It's way more, I feel like for everybody it's way more comfortable this way. And if it's well organized, which it is in my eyes right now, it's also easier and more comfortable for the crew that does the whole thing.
And also,
Than living in chaos and trying to do whatever.
From the other side, because we started working with you guys when we were on tour with Ruskaya, and that's how basically you guys connected, Vicky doing the tour management and
trust.
Yeah, right.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Through trust, through getting the contact. And it's been so cool and so easy working with you. And I know that the bands who play on the ship, they bring whatever they have, they drop it off, you guys count it, you sell it. You make it so easy for everyone, both the fans and the bands. And yeah, it was such a great thing that you're doing here.
Great. That's great to hear. You. It's a lot of work on the front end, no doubt. Mm-hmm. A lot of work. But we hope and think and know that it does pay off. Yeah.
So I've heard from so many guests, like, yeah, all over the boat, telling me, wow, this is like a real shop. This is like a real store. And like you said, they don't expect that to happen on a ship. And there's so much love and attention and, yeah, everything hard put in this. So the artists are represented in a respectful manner. And it shows that you guys give a big damn about what they're doing and what you're doing
for
about
sure.
The bands.
And
thank you.
Well, it's true. It's true.
Other than the merch, you also play music.
You are in your band.
Yeah,
thanks to Vlogging Molly.
We're on
the only band that plays it every year, right?
Ooh, that's a gauntlet, but I'll take it. We've played it since we played it for several years in a row. So I don't know. I guess I've got my fingers crossed for perennial status. You know, but you never know. We're honored every time that they invite us and honored and humbled. And, you know, we will ask, like, are you guys sure? You know, like, we've done this a couple times already. And, you know, I know that there's folks that really value seeing new bands from cruise to cruise, but there's also, you know, kind of a couple of us that are involved in many ways, shapes and forms with the whole event. And hopefully people like the nostalgia and tradition as much, and, you know, and hopefully building part of the identity of the event as well, something that folks look forward to.
Do you have like regular fans that every year will be at the attack shows and come up every year? And you
here
know them
on board? Yes. And, you know,
us?
This.
And then other people.
Well, this past year, maybe even the 2 years, you know, and I don't want to dwell on COVID or anything, but really COVID changed, you know, where some of us live, and for a lot of musicians, it changed touring patterns and whatnot. And there are a lot of music fans, as you guys know from being out here, that travel for music. Yeah. So there's people on the ship that are like, we live in Florida, but we have to go on a cruise ship to see you play the Flogging Molly cruise, or we have to go to the Rebellion Festival in England to see you play. So it's like we have just kind of fallen into this habit recently, which hopefully isn't forever, but playing these kind of, you know, annual events that people travel to. But it is weird. It's like, okay, see you back in Orlando in a couple of weeks, but we don't have a show. You know?
But this cruise ship, I feel like that, especially, I feel like that, especially on the Flogging Molly cruise, it is a very, very tight community, if you want. A little bit like an extended family.
Because the shipmates are absolutely an extended family. Vicky, I know that I've had a chance to talk to you about some of this stuff, especially when we were prepping for Riskaya. You know, and any band that's watching this, if you do have an opportunity to ever get get on this event, what's up? We
just Mikey's here.
Mikey, squeeze in. Come on, squeeze in. He says he's got a big booty.
Oh my God, this casting couch.
But,
hello.
Amazing.
Hey.
Mikey.
Lucky girl.
In the attack?
Yes, I am in the attack. They let me in.
We trust and pay him.
This is crazy.
I'm not going to let it go.
Supposedly, there is a fourth person.
We've heard, yep.
In this band, I'm just saying. There's another little space if he wants to join.
There's room for TJ.
But, we'll see if he gets the memo.
Squeeze him in.
The shipmates are more than an extended family. For bands that haven't played it before, what they will experience, like Pet Needs, I told those guys, after you play the cruise, it doesn't matter where you play in the States, there will be a shipmate at every show. Every single show. Forever. And I mean, we're a small band. We'll play small venues anywhere, even in the UK. And someone that's a shipmate, even if they're busy that night and they're like, oh my God, the attack is in Brighton. Boom, they're at the show. We have Enemy has another location in the UK. When we first started doing stuff in the UK, we were like really overwhelmed and we put the word out. And who do you think like joined the fight to help us right away?
Shipmates.
You know, they were there like without a question. Mm-hmm. So it's more than an extended family. So.
It's such a great thing. Thank you, Flogging Molly.
Yes.
So we talk about touring in general, not just the ship. So you said you played in the UK and other countries. Do you guys have any crazy tour memory, any stories that you think should be on this podcast?
Or funny, sad, or fucked up. We can swear on this podcast, by the way. You can say all the bad words, so feel free.
Okay.
We're a little bit more PG, you know? We're a little bit more PG. Probably keep swearing to a minimal.
Damn it.
We'll do the Jack Bauer. Damn it's only.
Crazy story. I mean,
I don't know. We absolutely 100% do not have like the typical rock and roll band story. We're not that kind of band. Although sometimes it looks fun, but you know, we have a small business and we represent that when we're on the road and we like to be really professional about everything. But
is everyone in the band involved in Enemy Inc?
In some way, shape or form, you know?
Yeah.
TJ works for you, right?
TJ works for us. TJ figured out the lane. TJ really wanted to be in the attack. So he knew that we were having trouble keeping a drummer. So we got a job at Enemy, and then he kept, hey guys, I know how to play drums and, you know. So that was how. So anyone else that wants to join the band, Enemy is always hiring. But
I'll do it.
Wait, I play saxophone.
I can play the triangle and the recorder.
Nice. We do background vocals like
shoo-be-doo-up.
There we go. Yeah,
we have crazy tour stories, but they're usually they're lame. They're not
Who's
cool
lame?
Rock and roll stories.
They're not rock and roll stories. No, but
they're more like just horrible accidents. Like I passed out drunk on top of a banana.
Yeah.
And slept on it for about 8 hours.
It happens so often.
Shit like that. Mm-hmm.
Or do you have
falling asleep on bananas happens often? We thought that this was an experience that was unique to us.
They're more about embarrassing about us, and they are like cool, crazy.
Please tell us all the embarrassing things.
Oh, yeah. I want to stick on this banana for it. I want to stick to this banana.
The banana was pretty funny.
Let's talk about the banana story.
We played this place, The Jinx, and it's one of our favorite places to play. It's in Atlanta.
Savannah.
Yeah. So they actually just reopened at a new location. We can't wait to play the new location. Yeah, they
awesome.
Just did. So they've invited us back. So East Coast tour from Florida to Savannah coming soon. It's like 3 hours, right? So It's always a great night. There's always way too much booze. It's basically like a dusk to dawn environment. When it ends, the talent buyer like locks the doors and says, no one's going anywhere. Yeah. We pass a bottle of booze around. Yeah. Then
we know that we will not leave there. We just sleep in the van out front when we're done. We just know we're just going to sleep there for the night. But yeah, it's just Savannah's open container, just debauchery all night. People rolling down the sides of the van. We're just front row to all of it. So it's just kind of some people watching, which is pretty fun. But yes, like Brad said, lock the doors, you're hanging inside, and it's just go time with these guys and just sharing stories and talking shit the entire time, which
How do you end up sleeping in a banana?
In a banana, yeah. So
yeah, well, so then it turns to Mikey.
There's really a banana so in the story?
We have bunks in the van, and in my bunk, I keep snacks. I love snacks.
Banana snacks.
We love snacks, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We and love one of the snacks was a banana, which had fallen out of my bag and was just randomly just placed.
Sorry, may I correct you? A banana is not a snack. It's not a snack. It's not healthy, a snack. Okay?
It's not a snack. What is it?
No.
It's a salad.
It is a salad. It is no, it is a berry. Actually, a banana is a berry.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Okay, so
this is more interesting.
We'll let,
we'll let
it slide. A banana snack.
So what happened next, Mikey?
Banana. Probably about 20 shots of wild turkey.
That's a
and
snack.
And I remember doing a beer bong out of a skull and spinal cord beer bong at one point.
Yeah.
And then I was...
This is when we play with Murphy's Law, right?
That's a cannibal corpse thing.
You said you were boring.
Yeah. And I was so excited to sleep, I just like hopped straight into the bunk on top of the banana and didn't move.
Oh, no.
Where did it...
So you had banana mash.
It was on your face?
Hip. It was on my hip, right?
Oh.
And so the next morning I woke up and I was just like... I could feel mush on my pants.
Oh, well, it could have been something else.
Did you think?
I thought, there's a good 30 seconds where I thought I shit the bunk and shit my pants.
Which you get charged for, by the way.
I had that internal monologue like, oh my God, I'm never drinking again. I cannot believe I shit
my pants. No. It wasn't so internal because I sleep just across the hall from Mikey on the top bunk as well. And it was a little bit more verbal.
So, no, but I was like, I didn't say anything. Again. I wasn't going to let anybody know right away. Again. But once I realized I was the banana, I just let out this crazy ass fucking laugh. Like, oh my God, I didn't shit my pants. This is awesome.
The worst day ever. But I will tell you, prior to that epiphany and announcement, I watched a grown man question his life choices. Like, I just kind of like woke up. I think we were all doing like a whiskey wake up. Like, I can't see. So out of corner of my eye, I'm like, what is this guy doing up? And he just kind of had his head, you know, on the edge. And I'm like, what? And he's like touching his side. I'm like, what is wrong with this guy? So of course it was soon determined that, it was nothing but a banana. Shortly thereafter, Dave Haas rented the van and he's like, did somebody shit the top bunk? And I was like, no, it's a banana. Don't worry about it.
Oh, shit.
Oh my God.
You have to stay.
Yeah. That's about as rock and roll as I get.
That's pretty rock and roll.
Rock and roll bananas.
Totally bananas.
Rock and roll.
Since we already talked about the snacks, what is your favorite tour snack?
Like.
Oh, shit.
That's yeah. Something legit. We had, what was that one we had? You introduced me to this Italian bread thing.
Stromboli.
I can never walk past that anymore. Like, that's part of my life now.
She actually texted me about it because
I was
it
like,
was
I watched so you take something a we haven't eaten yet. And it's called the Stromboli. And it's super good.
I mean, anyone that tours Florida, if you take the turnpike, there's rest areas in the center. And I can't remember the name of the place off it, but it's a chain Italian place. Don't get the pizzas.
If you
buy the pasta, just buy it and throw it away. But they've got vegetable strombolis that is just cheese and veggies, and it's definitely worth getting.
Sparrows or something?
It's sort of like, it's like a low rent Sparrow, you know, like the JCPenney of Sparrows. Yes. I don't know what it's called.
Idea.
And I mean, Sparrow's pretty low rent to begin with. Yeah. So if you're on the turnpike going down Florida, that's what they have at the rest areas. It's worthwhile. And then if you're on 95 north of Virginia, it's all about Wawa.
You
toured the U.S. and you haven't been to Wawa yet?
No.
There's artists and musicians that have the Wawa logo tattooed on them.
We didn't have time. We were on a tight schedule.
They sell gas also.
Also, you know, Georgie, Whenever we had to get gas, Georgie made the gas station stop about 30 minutes because he was shopping at the gas station. Whoa, so that's why we never experienced the wawas.
Yeah, Georgie goes shopping to every gas station. He buys nothing clipboards. Or some random shit, and we're always late.
No, he was like,
we were
at office supplies. We 1 hour and two late. Full baskets later, Georgie was like, well, I was
from
like,
where?
Georgie.
Office supplies.
Office
store?
Supplies. And I was like, Georgie, please, we don't have time. We awesome. Don't have room for all of this bullshit to pack. We ended up buying another suitcase, but no, yeah. Anyway. And then he bought
another suitcase for office
yes,
supplies.
Yes, because he bought clipboards. He bought locks and everything because for his kids.
For his daughter's because locker in school.
Because we don't have that in Austria. Which is not true. We do have it. But he was walked out there with two baskets full of bullshit from
wow,
office supplies.
That's amazing.
And it was like that at every gas station.
So yeah, back to the tours next.
Sorry.
Georgie is a big shopper. We
love
you, Georgie. Miss you, love you.
And we miss you very much as
yes,
well.
Yes.
We
miss you, you old Russian bear.
Russian dance bear.
Dance bear.
That's what we called him, the Russian dance bear.
Okay, but what is Wawa? And what's your... Hi! What's your favorite snacks? We need the answers.
Wawa is a convenience store that has better crap than most. And I'm sure that... I don't know where many of your listeners are from, but if they're from the States, I've probably just started like a Wawa versus Sheetz, like, because Sheetz is another one. It's very similar to Wawa. It's a convenience store. They've got more stuff than normal, but I'm Wawa all the way.
It is.
Although I do have a problem with Wawa right now because the best snack that they have is a pepperoni bagel melt, but they've discontinued it in the Southeast.
What is that?
Sounds like
so
diabetes.
That's why I said north of what? It sounds
no,
like what?
Not diabetes. I was going to say the
sounds
other
like
word.
I thought you said
obesity,
diarrhea.
That also.
Oh my God. You guys. What's with Europeans and like you Americans eat this crazy stuff? A couple months ago, we were in the UK and we were getting lectured.
UK is not. That's a different thing.
We deny them.
All right, we can stick on your schnitzel or the pig leg that you told me about is one of your favorite snacks. So fuck the Big Mac. Fuck the Big Mac. Let's just eat an actual entire pig leg.
Yeah, I showed him a picture of a schnitzel and was like, this is what you have to get.
Yeah, that shit's good.
Wow. Yeah.
And I have to say, it is kind of healthy. It doesn't look like it.
You can tell yourself that, you know.
Well, you should try.
We keep getting distracted. So,
okay.
Let's start here. Mikey, favorite tour snack? Other than bananas.
Mashed bananas.
Mashed bananas.
For driving, those wasabi covered almonds.
Oh.
The snack on while you're driving.
That's a good
awesome.
Call.
Keeps you up.
Yeah.
Keeps you up.
That shit will keep you up. And I'm always a sucker for a good pizza on the road. Good road pizza.
Everybody loves pizza.
Everybody says pizza.
Yeah.
Pizza, pizza, pizza. What's that advertising? I have it in my ear all the time.
Pizza, pizza?
Pizza, pizza, pizza.
Pizza, pizza was Little Caesars.
Yeah.
Oh, Little Caesars.
They only said it twice.
Pizza, pizza.
Oh, pizza, pizza.
I say, I don't know.
You got your own theme song.
Pizza, pizza.
What about you, Brad? Favorite snack? Tour snack?
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs. Okay, what are you putting on those?
Everything. Sauerkraut and mustard especially. Never ketchup. Never ketchup.
Don't. A little pickles?
Relish, no.
Onions?
No. Well, I mean, it depends.
Well,
if you're gonna go with a chili dog, then yeah, you know. So it's more complicated than.
Than just what you just said: a bun, a sausage, and some mustard and sauerkraut. That's your hot dog.
Yeah, that's a Frankfurter hot dog. Yeah.
Fair enough.
But you can do a chili dog with chili, cheese, onions, mustard.
Oh, yeah,
or you could do a Chicago dog.
Mm,
I like
proper.
The corn dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dogs, Jack.
Food of the gods on a stick.
Is that
fruit
your answer?
Of the gods on a stick?
The food of the gods on a stick.
Fruit on a stick.
I was going to say, if a banana is a berry, a hot dog definitely isn't a fruit.
Everything tastes better on a stick. Everything tastes better on a stick.
Nice.
All right, good. What about you, Charlie? Favorite snack?
Snacks.
Tour snack.
Honestly, I'm pretty lame when it comes to the snacks. I kind of go as healthy as I can, but I...
You're another banana guy probably, right?
Yeah, totally. Totally. But I do like to...
Another banana guy.
Just anything local, regional, you know, of course, pizza, wherever we are in the States, you know, you're going to go for that style or, you know, just wherever you are, get it while you can, when you're there, you know, more authentic, you know, just... Try the different types, but that's more or less my thing. I like to, you know, get as local as we can when we're
Except when it's a crappy chip shop.
Yeah.
Well, but there is something to say for a crappy chip shop as well when we're overseas.
That's true. That's true.
I was ridiculed for saying shit chip shop Shit chip shop. But the thing is, we love them.
Shit chip shop.
Shit chip shop. Huh?
What do you mean, shit chip shop? Like, there's some of them are really bad. That's exactly what it means, you know?
That's so funny.
But some of them are also really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
We're coming slowly but surely to an end. We asked about favorite snacks, tour story.
What? Okay. I got tour two more.
Story.
I got two Go more ahead. Questions. What is the band on this year's cruise that you were looking forward to the most or are still look forward to the most seeing?
100% Gorilla Biscuits for me. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much we covered
all just
it earlier.
Left that show.
Yeah, that's where it came from. Again, if you're wondering why we relate, like so, but Gorilla Biscuits was a major thing. I don't remember when we started rolling, but for me, Gorilla Biscuits was the first punk band I ever saw on stage. So not just to get to see them in an event like this, and but also to be part of it with the merchandise sort of things, but then also to play, you know, the same stages is dream come true. Anything like that absolutely undercuts the sentiment.
Gorilla Biscuits is very high in the stakes here. Everyone loves them. Yeah. Gotta say that. Maybe we should have them on the podcast too.
Say what?
Maybe we should have them on the podcast too.
I'm sure it would be great.
Maybe we should. Yeah. Yeah.
Like someone sitting over there.
Yeah. Well, he's eaten now.
No, but like, we'll ask him later.
You wanted to ask another question.
Yeah, the last one. The very most important one.
That's what I wanted to ask.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do it.
So, since, you know, there is always a song that you play before a show or when you're driving on the bus, it's like your hype song, your tour jam. We have it. It's Life. No. Life is a Highway from Tom Cochran. It's a classic.
But like the original Tom Cochran version.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
OG shit. So that's Connie's and my...
Right?
That's Connie's and my go-to song for touring and for anything that has to do with life industry.
I feel like Tropical London has also been like the Rancid.
Nice.
Whenever Tropical we drive, London, we listen. But like those are the songs that just, you know, it's our thing when we're on the road. What's your song? And it's going to be the outro of the episode.
So you got to agree on one song.
Can I take this one?
Yeah.
Because I know it's kind of obscure, but... it's on quite a few of my playlists. It's a song that we have listened to since Mikey and I were in a different band before the attack that we were introduced to in the early 2000s. And it's a song called Stranded by Death on Wednesday that anytime that I'm driving, that song comes on 100%. I know that anytime Mikey's driving, that song is going to come on. Or if he's tired of dealing with his own songs, he's like, all right, you know, take over the DJ duties of Shotgun.
DJ
it's just the band is awesome. Trevor from Face to Face produced the record. The original drummer of the Bronx was the drummer in that band, and just the sound, the all of it is the whole record is amazing, but that one song is just incredible. Yeah. So
you guys will hear that song and it'll get stuck in your head.
It's so good.
Fall in love with that song.
It's like that. And it's timeless, but it's got to it's over 20 years old now, easy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Or maybe older. I don't
know. Crazy.
I think you're right. I think it is that old.
Yeah.
Well, let's get it stuck to everyone's head right now. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Thank you for being here, for taking your time. We love you. We can't wait for the attack show. Awesome. The next one. We'll be there.
Awesome. We will
Thanks
see you
Thanks for having
tomorrow.
Us, guys. Yeah. Appreciate
Thanks
it.
For Thank you, guys.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Don't eat too many bananas. Thank you. Turns them hard to know. Like a charm, blinded and loud.